Music right there from Natalie Merchant's latest album. That was Maggie Said from her self-titled release. Before that, we heard the Drive-By Truckers doing one from English Oceans. We had Connor Oberst back there as well with Zigzagging Toward the Light from Upside Down Mountain. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and I'm Juliet Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. I am very, very happy to welcome our guests for the evening into the studio. They are a wonderful bluegrass quartet. They're going to be performing all over the Miami Valley this summer at all kinds of festivals, fairs, lots of opportunities to see these guys live. We'll tell you all about that and get to know them. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Mad River Railroad here in the WYSO studios.
Lit out of Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep last night as the daylight rolled around. Said I'd run and better take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Took my $20 back and it vanished in the air. Said I'd run and better take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
To play for you a couple more songs. We are Mad River Railroad, based out of Greater Dayton. We play bluegrass.
MadRiverRailroad.com.
Yes,
like
you can visit
us on Facebook.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to play another song for you called Dueling Mountain Breakdown. Foggy Mountain Duel Down.
Foggy Mountain Duel Down.
Yes, indeed.
That's what we came up with.
All righty.
Thank you.
right.
Something like that.
That was fun. We're going to do, that was Dueling Banjos and Foggy Mountain Breakdown, by the way. And we're going to do another song for you that you might recognize. This is not a traditional bluegrass song by any means. Originally recorded by Chuck Berry. And we like to play this song, and people come up to us afterwards and say, that's not a bluegrass song. Well, we hope we do it some justice. It's called Maybelline. Guitar and vocals. I have Pat Kareen over here playing banjo. We have Dave Finster on bass. I'm Nora Dunning, and we are Mad River Railroad.
And you're hearing Mad River Railroad live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Fromhold. Welcome all of you. So happy to have you here.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
My pleasure.
It's our pleasure.
Now, how did the four of you come together? I know I did a little research, and I know you've all got, you know, some rich musical backgrounds, but how did the four of you come together to form this particular group?
Well, it was magic.
Yeah. It's a strange and protracted tale. But actually, Pat, I think, can field that question.
You think?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, Dave and I would hang out at a jam session that I had started over in Fairborn, and one day we were there playing, and Nora happened to walk in with her mandolin, and she joined the jam group, and Dave and I just kind of looked at each other and thought, I think we need to form a band.
Nice.
It was instantaneous.
It really was.
We're
going to
do this.
Nice. And then other Dave Finster. We've got two Daves in the house.
Oh, yeah.
How did you come into the equation then?
Well, Pat and I got to know each other through some other routes, and he called me up one day and said, you want to join a band? And I said, yes. I didn't even ask. what kind of band it was or what was going on. He just said, "Want to play bass in a band?" I said, "Sure, I'll play bass in a band." Yeah.
From the start, was the idea to make it a more, you know, progressive bluegrass band, you know, taking a twist on the traditional bluegrass and sort of taking some other influences and throwing them in there, or did that sort of develop over time once you had the players set?
Well, that's still an ongoing conversation, actually.
It is indeed.
Pat is probably more newgrass, as it's called, I guess. And I'm probably leaning a little more towards traditional. So we keep trying to figure it out as we go along. We don't really have a master plan for sure. But we just kind of do things that we like, you know. We like a song, we say, you know, that just fits us. And so we end up doing it, really. There's no rhyme or reason to it, actually.
Coming out of sort of that jam background, does that make it easier to sort of take that approach to where you guys can kind of get together and play something and see if it works and see, you know, how the four of you can put your twist on it or not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a very good insight.
For example, I started playing a lot when I was living in Boston for a couple years and didn't really have many friends there yet that I knew of before I started jamming with people. And just coming from a background of just lots of rich, diverse musical tastes, I found that the music scene in Boston is really accepting of everything, and especially the bluegrass jammers up there, too. So coming down here, I was ready for anything. But I think most people are, especially bluegrass musicians, anyone playing in like the folk and acoustic scene is really accepting of broad taste.
Well, and the neat thing about jamming is there's an etiquette to it that is universal anywhere you go, even outside of the U.S. And so you can go anywhere, sit down with some other people that like bluegrass or whatever, and follow this etiquette and start playing songs together and having fun with it, playing around with them, experimenting. It's just a great environment. I'm putting a plug in here for Pat, but besides teaching banjo and guitar and mandolin and everything else, he also teaches a jam class.
Yes.
So the people that aren't comfortable, that feel intimidated in going out and getting out with other people and playing instead of all by themselves at home on a couch, they can learn this etiquette and be comfortable in a safe environment, in a class where everybody kind of learns at their own pace and comes along so that when they're done, they can go out and have a good time just like everybody else in these jams. It's lots of fun.
And you can play a lot of music with just a handful of chords, too. You know, a lot of bluegrass music is just 1-4-5, you know, three-chord stuff. And
in fact, to join the class, you need to be able to play the G, the C, the D, and the A chord is all. You know, those four chords, and be able to switch between them comfortably in your set.
Nice. That makes it an easy entryway, I'm sure, for a lot of musicians who are looking to kind of take that next step, like you said, Dave, from the couch to, you know, a larger group of people and eventually a stage.
You make a lot of good friends that way. Some of them are announcers here at WYSO.
Yeah.
You meet through jams.
I know we've got quite the musical musical crew here on the air. Yeah.
I would like to mention just one more thing on that. Mm-hmm. He said that I was teaching in class, but it is the Pete Wernick method. So I wanted to make sure and mention his name, that he got the credit for coming up with the concept and getting the program started. It's actually in about 38 states and 7 countries, I believe, right now with teachers. So.
Now, does that method include the vocals? Because I love the harmonies that you guys are doing, and I know that once you get a good group vocally and you can lock in singing on those harmonies, you know, and everybody's got their part, it's just a great thing. Was that something that, again, from that background, was easy for you guys to develop, or did that take a little more time to develop that those harmonizations?
Yeah, actually, I grew up singing with my two sisters. We're triplets, and so we sang together all the time. And
3-part harmony, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And my brother, too. And so I was just so excited to meet people who love to share harmonization, and yes, it's just such a fun thing to do, to make that sound. So I think that's one thing that we all really are heavily invested in. In fact, most of the time, we get along just great. But the only time when things get really tense is when the three of us, and sometimes the four of us, get really passionate about who should be singing what note in our
So what's your point?
Everybody gets stuck on the one part.
Yeah.
It happens. It does.
It's kind of fresh in our minds right now because, we spent Monday doing some recording. In fact, we were from 8:30 in the morning until 5 in the evening. So,
oh wow!
There was it was a long session, and a couple of times middle fingers were raised.
Not by me. Only to make the appropriate chord.
Yeah, that's yes, that's what everything
thank
was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So how are you guys going about recording? Are you going into a studio, or are you doing that yourselves, or?
Well, actually, we're recording on our own at my house on an Apple Mac computer with an interface that'll take enough microphones and inputs and everything. And then we're going to take it to somebody and have it mixed and mastered professionally. It's our first try at it. We thought we'd give it a go this way because it would be more convenient than, you know, renting a studio and going in and feeling the pressure of having, oh gosh, we're paying for this, you know, everybody else is depending on me not making a mistake, you know. Mm-hmm. We thought if we could do it on our own, it would be a little more relaxed way to do it. And except for Pat putting a lot of pressure on us, it's been, hasn't been that bad.
Now, come on.
And we also did the Strawberry, the Troy Strawberry Festival a few weeks ago, and we got some good tracks out of that, kind of surprisingly.
We're going to do some live recordings from nice. That and put
oh,
them on
nice.
There. They really came out
nice.
Great.
We hope to
it's
release
a learning
it
process.
This year.
Yeah.
Not to increase the pressure, but are you guys thinking about, you know, getting a release out there this year, or are you just going to kind of see how this process goes and determine that, you know, once you get a little further along in the recording and mixing and mastering process?
Well, I think we'd like to have it done by fall.
Okay, great.
And we be able to have it out then. I think we'll make it, We're coming along pretty good.
Awesome.
We've only been together basically about a year now, so we learned a lot in a short time. It's amazing how complicated, involved, you know, making music is when you take it to a level, you know, a little higher than just picking on your couch. So I know it's been quite a learning experience for me. Pat, being a teacher for a long time, he's been really a good influence to kind of guide us.
Oh, shucks.
How long after deciding, you know, that you wanted to form a band and assembling all the players, did you then decide to go beyond just playing the jams and things like that and start, you know, booking festivals and events and private parties and all of that? Was that a pretty fast turnaround on that, or did you take a couple months and just kind of?
We took at least 2 or 3 months to rehearse.
Very, very intense
and try and
rehearsal.
Get things down well, you know, before we ventured out.
Mm-hmm.
And we started very slowly, of course. And but then this year we've gotten into some more interesting venues, like Dave said, the Troy Strawberry Festival. We're going to play at the Germantown Pretzel Festival, Miami County Fair, Dar County Fair, Montgomery County Fair, the Covered Bridge Festival, which is a neat bluegrass thing. Fort Rowdy Bluegrass Festival in Covington. Lots of fun places to play. We just played
Valley
Arts and Music Festival there. We play some at the Fairborn Opry. That's a nice Friday night. Is bluegrass there?
Yes, we'd like to put a plug in for them.
Yeah. Right here close to Yellow Springs.
Yeah, I think Baraka Valley's playing there tomorrow night. Should be really good.
Oh, that will be.
Yeah,
nice.
They're a good group. They're a good group. Mm-hmm. They've been together for quite some time. And
good group of guys.
They're really enjoyable to listen to. They're going to be down in Centerville at Stubbs Park Sunday evening as well.
Oh, nice.
And that's free. and they're worth seeing.
For you guys, is there a difference in mindset or the way you structure your set list when you're going out to play, say, you know, the Montgomery County Fair or the Strawberry Festival, as opposed to playing at a more bluegrass-focused event like the Fairborn Opry?
Yeah, we typically don't play Friend of the Devil at, like, nursing homes or churches, things like that.
Churches.
Or churches, yeah.
Yeah, we do like to try to tailor.
Though I think
our
it's
selection.
A spiritual song if you listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
There is a verse of redemption in there.
Okay,
there is.
All right.
He realizes that the devil is trickery because he shows up and the devil takes that $20 back.
Oh, there you go. And he vanishes. Yeah, I definitely think that it's we try to be really conscious of who is more kind of in tune with progressive style bluegrass and who is more in tune with traditional. And we love all of it. So you know, we're happy to kind of move those things around. And we have a pretty extensive list of songs that we play and some things that we don't play. But if people were to shout them out, we would do them. So, you know, probably all sorts of things we like to play and tailor our set list for.
Flexibility is key.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time.
If people want to keep tabs on where you're going to be and a future release perhaps in the fall, what's the best way for them to connect with you online?
MadRiverRailroad.com.
Yeah, we're also on Facebook. Yes. And you should be able to Google us.
Yes.
It's hard to use that as a verb. You should be able to find us on Google by typing in Mad River.
At least she didn't do it in Latin. You know, Nora's a Latin
That's
teacher.
True.
Yeah.
She starts talking in Latin and we just leave the room.
Yes, quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll get links to your website and your Facebook on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and connect with Mad River Railroad. They have a slew of gigs coming up, especially in August. We've got Miami County Fair on August 12th, the Old Arcana Bluegrass Brunch in Arcanum, Ohio on the 16th, Dart County Fair on August 22nd. We've got Montgomery County Fair on August 31st, and many, many more heading into September as well. But before you go to any of those, you can hear some more live music from them coming up here on Kaleidoscope. Shall we take a quick break and come back and play some more?
Sure.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back for some more live music from Mad River Railroad. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
When it comes to great bluegrass music, we're not fiddling around. On Down Home Bluegrass, you'll hear traditional favorites, the latest releases, and everything in between. Join us for a toe-tapping good time every Saturday night from 6 to 9, right here on your place for bluegrass, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and our guests for the evening are Mad River Railroad. You can see them all over the Miami Valley this summer, including Miami County Fair, Dart County Fair, Montgomery County Fair, the Old Arcana Bluegrass Brunch in Arcanum. They're going to be doing an Artemis Center benefit at UD in September. All of those dates on their website, madriverrailroad.com, or you can go to facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, find a link to their website, and you can like them on Facebook. But don't go running to the internet just yet. We're going to hear some more live music from Mad River Railroad here in the WYSO studios.
All right, this next one's called 8 More Miles to Louisville. It's a Grandpa Jones song, and we're going to get Pat Kareen to play banjo and sing on that.
He's going to do the clawhammer banjo on this one.
I'd just like to say that I brought out the banjo I bought in 1982 for this. I took the resonator off and made a few adjustments and turned it into a clawhammer-style banjo open bag. So this is the first time I've played it anywhere, so I'm excited.
Wow.
Here we go. Country wide.
up and down the two coastlines, traveled everywhere, pulling east, pulling west, back along that line. I'm heading out of that old home place, best hometown of mine. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday I'd come back, knew it from the start. 8 more miles in Louisville, hometown of my heart. Somewhere that you like best of all. Mine's waiting there in Louisville. She's long and she's tall. She's kind you can't find, rambling through this land. On my way this very day, to win her heart in hand. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, hometown of my heart.
Song and Pat, your son, really good on that.
Thank
1982
you.
Banjo, which also looks really nice. No one can see it on the radio, but it's beautiful. Wow, what a treat. Okay.
That was built when he was about 45, I think.
You're so kind. All right. Once again, we're Mad River Railroad. We play bluegrass and newgrass.
I came up with the term, I think, a traditional newgrass.
Yeah.
I think it'll catch on.
I like it.
Well, I keep having the conversation.
All right. The next song we're going to do, Pat's swapping his banjo out.
Yes.
You good? Okay. We're going to play a slow song for you called Who Will Watch the Home Place? And this song was actually written during the sort of newgrass movement, I believe. It's a Laurie Lewis song. And we hope you enjoy it. This is called Who Will Watch the Home Place? Leaves are falling and turning in shadow.
My heart's dear space. Ooh.
The home place. And I think we're going to play.
Now for something completely different.
One more for you. we're going to turn around.
This is one of my favorite songs. I've told the story a million times, but I was driving down the road one night and I heard this song, and it was so sassy. And I said, it's got Nora like written all over it.
Oh, boy.
We have a lot of fun with it. And right. It is.
It's called My Baby Thinks He's a Train, and it's originally a Roseanne Cash song, I believe.
So.
She wrote it.
Yeah. It's a good one. We hope you like it.
Thank you. like a train eats coal. He burns it up and he leaves you in the smoke. If you want to catch a ride, you wait till he unwinds.
He's just like a train. He's always giving some old tramp a ride. No.
Locomotion's the way he moves. He drags me around just like an ogre boots. I'm telling you, boys, that man's a sailor.
Matter for Railroad live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Check these guys out. You can connect with them at madriverrailroad.com and check them out this summer. They're at the Miami County Fair in Troy, Dart County Fair, Montgomery County Fair, all kinds of events across the Miami Valley. We've got links up to their website on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. If you go there, you can link up with them on Facebook as well and check these guys out. Stay posted on where they're going to be and hopefully an album in the fall. This is member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Here's a little something from Jenny Lewis.